Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Sarsfield's captain, Laura Ward. Laura, I suppose all eyes are on Sunday's big contest and back to Croke Park again for another All-Ireland final.
As I say in the last year, we're absolutely delighted to be back where we are, but we understand that, you know, this is one more step and it's going to take a hard battle out there the next day to get over the line.
It's been, a wonderful number of years since you won your first county title. A lot has happened, Laura, in those years. Yeah. There's been a lot of county finals. There's been five in a row and there's been, you know, two back-to-back All-Ireland titles. But this is the one probably that everybody in the parish is looking forward to now next weekend.
I suppose we don't look back and on what we've done, I suppose, the last few years. We're only looking forward to the next day, and I don't think we appreciate the last few years and all that, I suppose, until when we're old, maybe. But we're just looking forward to the next day, and we know that it's going to take a lot to get over the line. Dixborough or some team, and I suppose that's just all we're concentrating on now, is hopefully getting over the line.
You look back at the semi-final win. It was a tough contest, first half in particular, but we spoke at the time, the heart that you showed in the second half in particular to grind out the result and do what you do well and getting through semi-finals again.
Credit to the bunch of girls that we have, like, they're absolutely amazing, and I suppose the heart and everything to get over the line each day is absolutely unreal. But I suppose, again, we're going to have to bring that the next day, and like that heart and that work rate and everything, hopefully that will come the next day and help us get over it.
Talk to us a bit maybe about the timing of the All-Ireland finals. You know, it's a week before Christmas nearly. It's 5:15 on a Sunday evening. It's probably not ideal for a player, you know, to be waiting, I suppose, all weekend, number one, and then that late throw-in time.
The time isn't ideal, like Sunday evening late. But I suppose we won't mind too much, hopefully, please God. But the week before Christmas and everything, we've done ones, I suppose, after Christmas as well. And you know, it's a nice time of year to be playing and stuff. We don't mind what time of year it is. Once we get over it.
The support you had the last day again was evident in Mallow. I mean, it was a nice journey from Sarsfield to the Cork venue. It's huge, isn't it, for you as a captain and the players and management, you know, to have that massive support from your parish.
Yeah, look, we have that nice bunch of supporters there. Them true supporters are there with us all the way for the last few years, and they're brilliant. And to see them coming off the pitch the last day, them true supporters there again waiting for us is absolutely amazing. And please God, the next day, everyone in the parish will back us again and travel up and support us.
We mentioned the tough game against Sarsfield from Cork. Have you had time to recover sufficiently? I mean, you know, there was obviously a few days there straight after the semi-final where it was all about rest and recovery and, you know, a little bit of ball work, I presume, then in the next week.
Yeah, exactly as you said there, Tommy, rest and recovery and then a bit of ball work. And I suppose last year's semi-final, we only had was 6 days before we played again. So, I suppose we're used to that being thrown at us as well. But it was nice to have the 2 weeks recovery and everything before the next day.
Do you know much about your opposition, Dixborough? Obviously, they're from Kilkenny. That's nearly enough in itself, Laura.
Yeah, as you said, that's enough in itself, knowing that they're from Kilkenny. But look, they've beat us before, and they're an absolute unbelievable side. Like, they're 6 forwards. They're all well able to score from play. They're an outstanding team, so they are. They're 6 backs. They're 2 midfielders. They're absolutely brilliant. And as you said, any team from Kilkenny is a hard team to beat.
It's a proud day for Laura Ward and your family on Sunday as you lead out this team onto Croke Park. It's days like this, Laura, that you would dream about growing up playing Camogie in National School and getting on to the senior team eventually. And these are huge days, huge occasions and ones to relish.
Absolutely. And as you were saying there, when you're a young girl, you think about those days and how amazing it is. But I suppose it's just a nice little plus on the day. But none of that matters if we don't get over the line the next day. You know, it's not going to matter on the day, but hopefully, please God, it will, and we'll look back on it and it'll be an amazing day.
You're a wonderful ambassadors, you know, from your parish for Camogie, not just in Galway, but right across the country. We don't have a provincial championship, but I'd imagine if you did, you'd, you know, cruise through that as well. But here you are, you know, on the cusp of making history the next day. And I'm sure it's all about, you know, getting the best performance out of everyone. And, you know, a little bit of rub of the green as well goes a long way sometimes in these finals. And hopefully that will be your day on Sunday evening.
Yeah, and like now you said it, Tommy, you need a bit of luck as well on the day, and on All-Ireland Day, you just don't know what's going to happen. Like, the ball might bounce the wrong way for you, it might bounce the right way for you, and I suppose it's about getting that first few minutes settling in and getting started that way, and hopefully it'll go the right way for all of us.